It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We just heard from Ty Richards, which starting today, the 1st of March, he's the KUTX Artist of the Month. So all month long, you'll be hearing music by Mr. Ty Richards. Well, right now, we're live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers, and we'd like to welcome a band from Charleston, South Carolina, known as Susto, and they're in town tonight. They're actually kind of on tour with the Lumineers for a while, but you have kind of a day in between the dates.
Right. Today and we have a day off from that tour, so we're happy to be spending it in Austin.
All right. And you were here last, I guess, for the ACL Festival, right?
Yeah, we were here for ACL, which was a lot of fun, and we're glad to be back.
So before you start playing, for people who might be wondering, tell us what the title means, your name means, Susto in Espanol.
I think the literal translation is soul loss or soul being separated from your body, but it's more like kind of an everyday speaking. Susto is a term for fear or fright. But there's also there's deeper connotations to it in terms of like folk illness, and it can relate to things like PTSD or kind of like a panic attack. This kind of prolonged feeling of feeling not like yourself is kind of how I personally translated it and applied it. So there's a bit of that struggle in our music too, so it's fitting.
All right. Well, we've got Susto live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9.
The sun goes down, and man, that's what it's like.
Susto is our guest live in Studio 1A this afternoon here on KUTX 98.9. And that's a tune called Waves off their, should we call it a new album? It's fairly new. It came out early this year called And I'm Fine Today. And they're playing tonight indoors at Stubbs. And that's kind of an intimate room. And you guys have like a three-guitar army there.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been to Stubbs in a while. We've never played in Stubbs as Susto. So, I think it is going to be a cool room to play. And we kind of tone it down if we can. We have more somber songs, too, which we'll play here in a minute, too, I guess. But
Justin Osborne is the front person, the singer and the primary songwriter of the group. So you're from South Carolina originally and brought up in kind of a religious household and then went to Cuba for a while to live, not just to visit. What prompted that?
Well, I had been studying Latin American culture at the time, specifically the Cuban Revolution. And so I had been playing in bands for, like from my teens into my 20s. I was probably 25 or 26 when I went to Cuba. I went down there and I was there to study, but then immediately kind of fell in playing music with people. And the program that I was a part of to study like kind of ran out after a few months and came back and then went back again and recorded, played shows, fell in love, fell out of love, and then came back and started to kind of solidify Susto and try and hit the road again and try and give music another go. But
Cuba's just such an intense musical kind of place.
Very rich, you know. Yeah. It's like there's the culture there is so like kind of just fun and exciting and just I don't know how to describe it. It's just like very bright, you know, and the music is just is everywhere and it's in everybody. And everybody is just constantly moving. And, you know, I'll never forget some of the like really sweaty summer nights where everybody's sitting around just kind of having rum and listening and dancing and then playing. And it's a really special place that people are, they have an appreciation for music and the arts that I think, a lot of people overlook sometimes when they think about Cuba politically. But it's a really wonderful place. It kind of gave me a new, fresh perspective on things.
So you came back to South Carolina and put Susto together after that experience?
Yeah, so I came back and my friends, because I had decided to kind of give up on trying to do music professionally, and that's why I was down there, I'm interested in Latin America and the Caribbean, so I'll just try to get into academia. And my friends down there, they're like, man, if we had your passport, you know, we would go back and we would try and tour and do what we can't really do here, and which is kind of reach a broader audience. And so they really encouraged me to do that. And so I came back and kind of started finishing what had started out to be the first Susto record, and then eventually started touring solo. And then along the way, I was joined by some wonderful people that now make up the band that helped make the second record. And it's been a really cool ride. I'm really glad that I got back into it and I took my friend's advice.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are in the midst. We mentioned you're touring with the Lumineers for the time being, but you guys have a long tour. You guys are out there.
Yeah, we are currently in the middle of a very extensive tour. We've already done a month kind of on the East Coast and the Midwest headlining, and we're out now with the Lumineers for a month. We just started that last night. And then after we end with them, we'll be on another like 6-week headline tour, which will kind of run into festival season, which will probably run into European touring. So we're kind of just keeping our calendars open for the rest of the year into next year. But we definitely are enjoying it though. You know, it's been really cool to see the crowds grow and meet new people and to see the response to the new record, which has been generally positive.
And the new record is And I'm Fine Today, and you can catch Susto tonight indoors at Stubbs at doors at 8 o'clock. Ben Milburn is opening for the band. Justin, take a second and introduce the band.
Yeah, certainly. So over here to my right, we have Corey Campbell. And Corey joined, what, like 3 years ago? And is kind of our keyboard, guitar, harmony wizard. He and I are both from South Carolina. Then back here behind me on the drums, we have Marshall Hudson, who's all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And Marshall's been in the, he'd been in the band about 2.5 years too, huh? We came and played South by Southwest, the three of us and a couple other people a couple years back. And we have Jenna Desmond on bass. She's from Long Island, New York. She's the sweetheart of the band. And she's also the impressionist too. She has, or is that what you call someone who does great impersonations? I don't know. She's
an impersonator.
Very funny. And then we have Dries Vandenberg, who's our newest member. Dries has been in the band about 6 months now. And before that, he was our videographer. So he still does all of our kind of video work and everything. But we like to think we're a fun group. We get along pretty well.
All right. Well, Susto, live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. What tune do you have up for us next?
So this one's called Jaw Works. And the title for the album, And I'm Fine Today, is taken from this song.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon on KUTX 98.9. That was a tune called Jaw Works, which closes out their brand new release called And I'm Fine Today. They'll be indoors at Stubbs tonight playing more tunes off the album. So thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us. It's a beautiful day in Austin. We're really happy to be here.
It's good to have you guys here, and best of luck out on the road.
I know you're going to
be out there for a while, so travel safely, and good luck on the album as well.
Thank you so much. We'll keep it between the lines.
Good thing to do. We're going to close out the live portion, but the band's going to do another tune, and we'll have the whole set up online on our website at kutx.org. Also, Martin and his film crew are here, so we'll have some video up within 24 hours as well, also at KUTX.org. www.thebeatmusic.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'd like to thank our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, for always doing such a great job getting the sound out to you. We've got some tickets to give away in just a few minutes to the Old Settlers Music Festival and lots more music right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
Drugs in a street alley. You were lying dead next to me. You said you had a vision of Vietnam. You saw me jump on a grenade and watch my limbs fall off, but I was in heaven then. And you can tell them the truth. I've had a long time struggle with substance abuse, but I feel fine. If you really think he loves you and you wanna go away, well, I want the best, and I'm not here to make you stay. I'm just glad that I found you, and sorry that I couldn't keep you. Turned us away. You had an outstanding balance that we couldn't pay. I started crying. And in the pouring rain, we found you a hospital bed. When they picked you up to move you, all the sheets were red. You were a woman. Well, I don't care. So I'll tell him the truth. I've had a real hard time losing you. You can tell me that he loves you, but I know it's a lie, 'cause I've seen how he cheats you. Honey, I just don't want to fight. I'm just glad.